The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Thank you indeed, Eamon. Now, final legal arguments in the Jeffrey Donaldson trial began today. The 63-year-old former DUP leader has denied 18 charges of historic sex abuse against two alleged victims. His wife, Eleanor, has denied 5 charges of aiding and abetting and faces a trial of facts. Our reporter, Jamie O'Hara, was at Newry Crown Court today and joins us now. And just a reminder, some listeners may find some elements of this report upsetting. Jamie, what did the prosecution barrister, Rosemary Walsh, tell the jury today? Yeah, Ciara, lots of people getting in touch in relation to the item we just did a little while ago with Sheena Mitchell in relation to this community pharmacy scheme where you can go in, you pay an amount, Sheena mentioned about €35, and you guess for a number of different ailments.
What I found quite interesting listening to Sheena was that the list of ailments appeared to me to be quite disparate, sort of things like lower UTIs and shingles. I'm not sure, I don't know if there's a list of ailments that patients can look up, a list of conditions not.
Interesting text there from Joe, Ciara. For those lucky enough to have health insurance, the online face-to-face GP service is free on many policies. I've used it twice this year and found it excellent. So, yeah, certain online things definitely you can do. Yeah. Obviously, certain online things you cannot do.
Yeah.
Certain ailments you can't. We are now joined by Jamie O'Hara from Newry Crown Court. Jamie, just start by telling us, what did prosecution barrister Rosemary Walsh tell the jury today?
Good evening, Shane. Well, in her closing speech, Rosemary Walsh started by talking about the suppression of feelings as what she said was a coping mechanism by people in general, which she then says allows us to get through the day. She then urged the jury to use their common sense when it comes to memories. That's after she said that neither complainant A nor complainant B has a full or complete recollection of the alleged abuse. Now, Ms. Walsh said, we are not designed to have years and years of life memories at the front of our brains. She said complainant A had developed a coping mechanism to try to live a normal life, while complainant B had buried her memories deep and had tried not to become a victim or to be a victim. But Ms. Walsh said there are turning points where resolutions start to crumble and issues bolt to the surface, she says. And then on the issue of why the two women didn't report this alleged offences earlier, Rose Walsh said it's a perfectly legitimate thing to ask. And then Shane, she says, hopefully both have articulated to the jury why they did not. And that was that they are ready for this now, but were not when they were younger.
She said both complainants had remembered distinctive incidents and told the jury the pain and hurt were clearly visible when both women gave evidence.
That's right, Shane. In relation to the alleged incident where the woman said that Jeffrey Donaldson had touched her chest in a room, Rosemary Walsh said that complainant B had not known the words to explain what she said had happened to her as a child, that she was afraid she was to blame and she wishes now that she could go back and scream and shout, and that she now has to live with not having done that. Then in relation to the allegation of rape, she says that complainant B says, what happened will live with me forever. Now, if we move to complainant A, Ms. Walsh said her allegations were not something fabricated on a whim, but rather something carried as a burden for a long period of time. Now, if I just talk about a meeting at a Christian centre between Jeffrey Donaldson, complainant B, and the operators of the centre, David and Linda Hoy, the trial previously heard Jeffrey Donaldson said no allegations were made to him before or during the meeting, and that the jury today in the prosecution's closing speech were told everyone, including Mr. Donaldson, knew the meeting was about what she said was a serious allegation. Rosemary Watts said, when you step back and look at the evidence, Jeffrey Donaldson shut that meeting down. He knew this was something that needed to be dealt with. He took control of that meeting. He was not there to have a chat or discussion. He was there to manage a problem, and he did that very well indeed. Now, she said Jeffrey Donaldson is willing to lie and change his account. And then later, she said there is no reason why complainants A and complainant B would make up allegations against him, whose search for cheap forgiveness, she said, permeates the case.
The trial then heard from Jeffrey Donaldson's defence barrister, Kieran Vaughan. What did he say?
So Shane, he told the jury that they have been bombarded with noise. Noise from outside, noise from social media, noise from newspapers, from television reports and podcasts that he said will not help them to reach a true verdict in this case. He said the people on the outside have not listened to evidence day in, day out. And then he asks them to consider the evidence without fear or favour. He said, on behalf of Jeffrey Donaldson, we do not fear the evidence, but we do fear you, the jury, could be swept along in a tide of emotion that could lead you to a conviction. Mr. Vaughan told the jury, this case essentially comes down to the word of complainant A and complainant B against Jeffrey Donaldson's word. And he says there is no medical evidence, no forensic evidence, or no witnesses who could come forward.
And Mr. Vaughan also spoke about several points which he called a framework or rules of engagement for the jury to consider when examining what had been presented to them.
That's right. This was a four-point framework, Shane. The first point of which was, he said that these allegations relate to a long time ago. And then he asked the jury, if they were accused of something 40 years ago, how could they possibly defend this? How could you prove you hadn't done it? And he said that the passage of time is a real difficulty for his client, and he asked the jury to keep that in mind. He said the absence of Eleanor Donaldson is another thing the jury must consider, that she's in the position to deal with certain issues and that her husband is not in the position to deal with them. Then the third consideration of this framework is the police interviews with Eleanor Donaldson. Mr. Vaughan says they're relevant in her case, but they are not admissible against her husband. Then fourth is that in the cold light of day, the question posed to Jeffrey Donaldson during his cross-examination by the prosecution about why the complainants would make the allegations up, Mr. Vaughan says it's almost impossible. It's an almost impossible question for any defendant to answer. He says it's not as easy as, why else would they be here unless they're telling the truth? And that if that was the case, that idea, that there would be no need for any juries or barristers to be involved in any cases, in any courtrooms at all. Then he says the truth and lies is, you know, he says between the truth and lies is a million shades of grey. And he points to two internal safeguards, what he calls safeguards, built into criminal trials. The first is that the prosecution must prove the case, not defence. And then the second is that before convicting anyone of any offence, that they must be sure. And he says suspicion or might have done it is not good enough. They have to be sure. Just in terms of the allegation of rape against complainant B, Mr. Vaughan says that there's no medical evidence, no complaint immediately afterwards, no witness to say something was wrong with the complainant afterwards. And then when dealing with the allegation that Jeffrey Donaldson had attended a meeting with complainant B at that Christian centre to apologise for allegations of sexual abuse, he says, in all the time the complainant spent with the operators of the centre, he says she never mentioned any allegations to them and that sexual abuse was not mentioned in that meeting once.
Jamie O'Hara, News Talk reporter, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.